Most of the comments were concerning things that you're not really quite ready for yet with property acquisition. How wide does things have to be? Where are we at this point?
Well, ultimately, that's going to be the first concern, clearly, of any property owner along what's going to be a very large project, arguably one of the largest that the city has ever embarked on, and probably one of the most important as we look at the crash data. Obviously, the pavement condition is horrible, but any citizen that owns any property along the corridor is going to always be very concerned about potential right-of-way acquisition. And the key for everyone to know and understand is, at this point in the project, we really aren't even close to knowing whether we'll need any, because we don't know exactly which alternate plan, of which there'll probably be 5, 6, or 7 that ultimately get chosen. We'll work through, obviously, down to one, but there'll be a variety that we look through. Some of them may not need any right-of-way acquisition. And the last thing, of course, that we want to do is move forward and arbitrarily acquire property that isn't necessary for an alternative that would fix the concerns that we have, which are pavement, safety, and obviously the access questions that remain along the corridor. We know how aggressive these projects can be, and we want to make sure that initially we're obviously very upfront and open with all the residents as quickly as we can. That's why I think folks are wanting to jump a little ahead in the scheme of this project, but this is really the first step that establishes the need. We're working through the environmental document and assessing where the right-of-way is today. So even at the earliest, on the southern part of this corridor, we wouldn't be in the ground on construction until 2016. So there'll be an entire year or year and a half, at least, as we evaluate the alternatives.
One of the things presenters had mentioned is that there is the bottleneck at the railroad underpass. Has anyone talked to Canadian National yet?
Not yet. Canadian National owns that underpass, but again, it works and functions perfectly well, of course, for their needs. So it's a very delicate relationship between the rights, of course, that are granted to interstate commerce that run on those rails versus the need for a road that happens to pass underneath it. So the grade separation is under the control and ownership of the Canadian National Railroad. There will be a great deal of dialogue, but understand, I think a lot of these citizens feel and believe that a full reconstruction of that underpass is going to be possible. Well, first of all, that would be probably somewhere between $14 and $20 million for the railroad to embark on that arguably they aren't required to do. So that is obviously a conversation that will be had, but understanding that there are certain limits, of course, that go along with the railroad as to what they would be empowered to have to consider.
And should it need widening, that might be something for state or federal funding.
Oh, clearly, state and federal funding will be one of the only ways that an additional grade separation in this region would even be remotely possible.